The following is a recording of the Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. We are located in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. We are also located on the web at www.tpuuf.org. Please come visit us.
And welcome to Thomas Paine Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Those of you here in the sanctuary today and those of you on Zoom, thanks for joining us. So, happy St. Patrick's Day, but also here at Thomas Paine, it's Mitzvah Circle Day. And the topic of our service is, what does a mitzvah mean? And what a mitzvah is, in common usage, it often means a good deed. This usage is quite old. The Jerusalem Talmud commonly refers to any charitable act as the mitzvah. And mitzvot, have a practical benefit for the person who does them, as well as for the entire world. So, not everyone can go today, but those of you who are, we shall be performing our mitzvahs later, mitzvot. So welcome, whoever you are, whoever you love, wherever you are on your spiritual journey. We're so happy that you're here with us today. And now, Joe and Francesca Camisa are going to light our chalice.
That's right. Why We're Here, by Eric Walker Wickstrom. Here, today, in this place, and with these people, may we listen so that we can hear. May we hear so that we can feel. May we feel so that we can know. And may we know so that we can change ourselves and this world. May this chalice we light our way.
May peace be with you
and with all the people of the world.
Thank you. I had the stool pulled out. Joe didn't need it, but I did. So now we're going to have our gathering song, Lean On Me, by Bill Withers. If you'd like to stand up and sing, please do, but we ask that you move to the aisles so that you don't block anyone. It is in our hymnal. It's in the teal hymnal, and it's hymn number 1021.
Help you carry on.
swallow your pride if I have
Okay, so we don't have a lot of children here today. I guess Indigo's the closest that we have, but we still have a moment for all ages. Oh yeah, Mary Claire's daughter too. Not really. She's a young adult, right? Oh, I know you're not Mary Claire. Okay. Is it still your daughter?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. Okay.
She's almost 16.
Yeah, that's young adult. Okay. So today, Nikki and Indigo are going to act out our moment for all ages, and it's a story by Rabbi David Wolf. I'm going to read the story as they act it out. A girl and her mother were walking along a road when they came across a large stone. They were trying to get to see a beautiful work of art. Do you think I can use, if I use all of my strength, I can move this rock? The child asked. Her mother answered, if you use all of your strength, I'm sure you can do it. The girl began to push the rock. Exerting herself as much as she could, she pushed and pushed. The rock did not move. Discouraged, she said to her mother, you were wrong, I can't do it. Her mother put her arm around the girl's shoulder and said, no, daughter, you didn't use all your strength. You didn't ask me to help. So using her mother's help, they were able to move the stone and view the beautiful work of art. So let me tell you about this work of art. This was our project last Sunday. Many of you were here and had a hand in it. And this was when the Thomas Paine and the Bucksmont communities joined together to host the service Upcycling Ourselves Together. Throughout the service, each congregation created art as a means of exploring the topic of transformation. We transformed coffee filters into a field of flowers on canvas. Thank you to all those who helped in the creation of our art project. And the final piece will be displayed here in our sanctuary, but at some point we will be exchanging ours with Bucksmont, so we'll have ours for a while too. Thank you. So now I'd like to introduce Becky Douglas, who is very actively involved with the Mitzvah Circle, and she's going to tell us a little bit more about it.
Good morning. As you know, we have a pretty sizable group from TPUF that's volunteering at Mitzvah Circle today. They're based in Norristown. We'd just like to show a short video about this wonderful organization so you can see what they do and hear their story.
There was a family that was really sick with a mom who was really sick. And after a couple years, people were tired of providing meals and rides and so forth. And this was a typical family that over the course of an illness had really lost their footing. And so I helped that family. And from then on, people started calling me saying, "I hear you're a lady who will help when no one else will."
There's really nowhere else for people who are struggling in desperate situations to receive material necessities for the whole family quickly. There's no other way to get these things easily without going through a lot of other stuff. Some of the things we provide, there's really no other way to get them. Families who are struggling with crisis and horrible situations with illness can't even get past their crisis. It only gets worse. It's exacerbated when they don't have the basic necessities that we all use every day.
When you look at each person and each family as individual and unique, you're able to see how each person and each family needs a different plan and needs different things to be able to reestablish themselves and get rebalanced in life.
All the staff members and the people who are working here are very aware of the specific needs of the people in the communities that they are serving. We focus on what people need in our area and what's most important to them. We do a lot of research about certain needs such as period poverty and like our diapers and baby supplies and things like that, which are specific needs for the people we are serving. I think something that does set us apart is our focus on community needs.
One thing that I think is really important in life is to understand those opportunities when you need to receive help, and there are times when we can give help. We are someone who recognizes a need and is able to meet it, and to me that's what Mitzvah Circle is all about. It's creating a circle of kindness where people don't fear asking for help and where people will have an open heart towards them and not judge them based on their worst moment. We want to make sure that the things that we're giving to the people in need are a gift. For someone who doesn't have a pair of shoes, we don't want to give them a sneaker with a hole in it. And so we spend a lot of time looking at things to make sure that the quality is something you would give to someone else that you love. All donations are processed, things are sorted multiple times before they get into the hands of the families.
When I first got in contact with Mystical Circle, immediately upon speaking with a person, it was very warming. There was no shaming. All kinds of things were delivered to us, for sizes for everyone in the house. I got hugs and love and support. That day is not one that I think we'll ever forget.
What did I need to get ready to go out of my house today? Did I need to brush my teeth? Did I need clean socks and shoes? What did I need to enable myself to live in this world with comfort? And so those are the items that we need. But the most important thing is what can you do today to transform a life of someone who is suffering?
Great. You may have noticed that Fran, the last woman who was speaking there, she's the founder and director of Mystical Circle. She's pretty low-key. But that's just because she's such a humble person, and not because Mrs. Circle is a small-time operation. In fact, it's an amazing place with an incredibly significant impact in the greater Philadelphia area and beyond. I can give you a bunch of statistics to make this point, like the nearly 300,000 individuals they served last year, or the 4.6 million items that they put in the boxes that they have customized care packages for families, or the more than 10,000 volunteers who did most of the work. But those are just numbers. I thought I'd personalize things a bit more for you by sharing words from real people Mystical Circle has helped. They get a lot of praise for what they do. Here are just a few select comments from literally hundreds of letters, cards, and emails they've received in the past few years. Just so you know, the slides don't completely match the comments I'm reading. I just thought they were so cute. The first one is from Holly. She's gotten several boxes from Mystical Circle. My last package had a note from Lisa. If you can please tell her that I was very touched by how carefully and lovingly the contents were chosen, I would be very grateful. I was in happy tears that day. Thank you so much for giving me a big lift. It is hard to ask for help, but you folks make it a little easier. From Melissa, who sent in an email and attached a picture of her family. I just wanted to say you guys are amazing. I received my second package from you today, and I can't even tell you how grateful I am. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for lightening my burden as a single mom of four. From Shirley, age 85, who requested adult incontinent products. We received a wonderful big box of pull-ups and pads. What a blessing you are to my husband, Ray. He was very happy they all fit him. He will be 87 in July. He had polio at a young age and has battled cancer for 24 years. We are still in our home we built in 1963. Your help is how we are able to do this. And the last one is from Gia, a single mom from Ambler, who no longer needs Mystical Circle's assistance. I am doing better financially nowadays. Thank you for helping me out over the past years. I was working at odd jobs to keep my family going and was very broke for the most part. I recently finished nursing school and became an RN, so my income has increased. It was like a Christmas whenever I got boxes of diapers and clothes from you. I didn't have much money to buy any nice clothes for me, and you helped me feel loved. How gratifying it is to hear that a box of used clothing, toiletries, diapers, and Depends is so meaningful to a family in need. It's what inspires Mystical Circle to continue doing what they do.
Thank you, Becky. It's nice to hear that our efforts are going to be well appreciated today.
We have come to that time of our service that we set aside called Matters of the Heart, an opportunity for you to share a joy that's lifting you up or a sorrow that's weighing you down with our faith community. We will have a brief musical interlude here. Will be Prayer Shawl, sung by our very own Christine Perry. Thank you. So we will bring this time of sharing to a close. I will turn this back to Anne.
Okay, now we will have our closing song. As you can see, today's an abbreviated service. So those of you who are not volunteering can have an extended coffee hour, and then the rest of us will be having some lunch and heading over to the Mitzvah Circle by noon is when we're supposed to be there. So the closing song is Turn the World Around. In the hymnal, it's 1074.
The chalice, but not its light, which we carry out into the world with us to share with others. Blessed be.
Sherry Mielke has our announcements today. Then we'll have the postlude. And during the postlude, feel free to leave or stay, however you prefer.